It's 6 minutes to seven. Well, a welcome boost in the budget is additional tax relief for business. A major extension of the instant asset write-off will let companies with turnover up to $5 billion deduct the full cost of eligible assets up front. This will help farmers buy new tractors, factories buy new machinery, and startups invest in new equipment. And it's until June 30, 2023. Jennifer Westacott is the boss of the Business Council of Australia. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning, Ben.
I'm keen to get your report card on Budget 2021.
Look, I think it's a really strong budget. I think the stuff for business is fantastic because it will allow them to employ more people, invest more, start to pay people more, export more. The things you've just gone through, the instant asset write-off being extended, is great news. I think the other really important thing about the budget is the skills stuff. You know, we're talking about a $4 billion package on skills, a big increase to apprenticeships, the job trainer program to allow people to do those short courses, and then a lot of assistance for people trying to get into work. And then you've got the social stuff, which is, of course, the dividend of getting a stronger budget, a growing economy. You know, $17 billion into aged care. I mean, that is a huge amount of money, Ben. Now, we need to see reform and obviously improved services, big licks of money into mental health. So on balance, an extremely good budget. The only thing I'm worried about is the growth in the outer years. We need to keep growth going because that's what gets wages up, and that's what obviously allows us to keep those social programs going.
All right, then let me just ask you about wages, because wages won't grow higher than 1.25% this financial year. However, the cost of living is going up 3.5%, so that effectively leaves workers with a pay cut this financial year. What should bosses be doing about that?
Well, bosses have to invest, and bosses have to have the environment to invest, because it's investment and driving what's, you know, the term productivity, which doesn't mean working harder for less. It means smarter, getting that plant and equipment you've just talked about, skilling their workers up. That allows them to expand more, grow more. That allows them to pay people more. The other thing we need to do is to stop the decline of the enterprise bargaining system, because people on the enterprise bargaining system get on average $100 a day more than somebody in an award. And now I really encourage the government to get back to the table and fix that, because it's falling apart. But, you know, look, we all have a part to play here, but business needs the incentive to make those investments. There's a lot in the budget here. And, you know, we all want to see wages going up, because we want to see people's living standards going up.
Great to get your take, Jennifer. We'll catch up again soon.
Good on you. Thanks very much.
Jennifer Westacott, the Chief Executive of the Business Council of Australia.